And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
The female actress?
Mm-hmm.
Not so good.
Yeah, okay. We're going to move on.
Not a very good actress.
The show is amazing.
I don't know. What is her name?
The lead actress who plays opposite the Eddie Redwine. Is that his name?
Yeah. Redmayne.
Redmayne.
Her name is LaShawna Lynch.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right. What up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'd go get a Bull Cotter, the defensive end edge rusher from the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
You're still mad that James wouldn't give you a high five yesterday?
Well, he gave me one.
It was kind of forced. He kind of forced him to give me a high five.
I was trying. It was uncomfortable. And then I said, it's okay, James.
Yeah. And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Who does this, Courtney?
It could have gone without the bread set.
No, this is not a man thing. But no man is making sourdough and sitting it on a drug scale to figure out how much yeast we have in there.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I'm 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. What's good, one and all?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Before we get cooking this morning, the Sumner Tunnel has been shut down completely because some jackass attempted to drive his oversized truck into the tunnel, got it 3/4 of the way in there, and then can't go any further. So they had to shut the whole thing down so that he or she can back their way out. So the rest of you can wait if you need to use the Sumner Tunnel until that individual is able to get his truck out.
They're saying right now that it's backed into East Boston.
Ah, excellent. Yeah. All right, great start a Tuesday morning, a tie Tuesday morning.
Work from home.
It's a nice day anyway.
What's the temperature, Curtis? 13?
I would say colder than Dale's welcome of the Greg Hill Show.
It is freezing.
It really is. Mm. It is. I bet. You know what? It's January, and
what you expect? You live in the Northeast.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
But isn't it hard when you wake up and you see the misses and you see DMs laying there?
What you mean, not to stay and to get up and go to work?
Ooh. Yeah, Santa looked so cozy.
Yeah, somebody got to pay the bills, right?
Listen,
nature of the beast.
The way I look at it, it is perfect bread baking weather.
That's true.
The way I look at it, there's no snow on the ground, so I can deal with cold weather.
If you're wondering, huge discard day yesterday. So.
I don't think anybody went to the starter.
We don't know what that means, but go ahead.
We went to the starter, and we discarded a portion of the starter, and then did the second feeding of Sir Bread Zeppelin at about 8 o'clock last night. Yeah. Sir Bread Zeppelin was bubbling, which means that Sir Bread Zeppelin wants to eat. So we are on day two of the sourdough bread making process.
What are you going to do with your discarded sourdough?
You just throw that. It's the discarded yeast that you're basically building. The starter is the yeast.
Yeah.
So you're building it. So okay. you just discard and throw away.
Oh.
That's what.
I thought you could make like cinnamon rolls or something with it.
I don't think you can do anything with the discard. I don't know. I have no idea.
We should look into that.
Probably for the good of the planet, I should do something with the discard as opposed to just discarding it. But if it's called the discard, it probably means you're supposed to just discard it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many guys just sit around and have the conversation of what they're discarding.
Get with the program. No. You're so terrified of your masculinity.
It has nothing to do with masculinity.
You refuse to embrace things because you're terrified of your own masculinity.
We should have a list of things that Wiggy finds not masculine.
Come on,
whether it's putting sunblock on your friend's back.
Right, hey, listen.
Going to see Harry Potter.
I wear pajamas. Christmas pajamas. Nothing wrong with that. But stop, Courtney. Would you stop this? Greg is no longer a independent man no more.
Okay. Huh? Well, that is just
sourdough with DMs that we know he doesn't want to do.
I do want to do it.
That's like when Santo goes, oh, let's go leaf peeping. Right. You really think he wants to do that?
That is a false narrative. Santo and I have never gone leaf peeping, but it's like you guys don't say,
oh, we go leaf peeping and what the hell is it? Apple picking or whatever?
Yeah, we've never gone and done that together.
Well, a piece of good news yesterday. It appears that Ben Johnson wants in.
Okay.
Shime, you must be happy about
Ben
that.
Ben Johnson, no matter what, baby.
All right. Okay. What about Aaron Glenn? Right? Isn't Aaron Glenn another hot commodity?
Yeah,
the names were flying around all yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see any reporting on his interest. I did see the reporting that Ben Johnson would like to at least interview with Robert and Jonathan and whoever else will be a part of the process when it comes to hiring the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
It's going to be quick, we know.
And Robert said they're going to interview a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many, how many are you
done deal for Vrabel.
I also saw, I mean, is Brian Flores a done deal when it comes to interest? I saw that name floated a lot yesterday, Curtis.
Well, I'm sure he'll be interviewed, if for no other reason than, well, even if it didn't satisfy the Rooney Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Flores is probably the best branch off of the Belichick tree, and he had success in Miami. It was more of a battle of how he was the culture building in that locker room versus coaching, because he did a pretty good job there.
He was another guy who some felt was a meanie. Yeah.
Right.
Am I right about that?
Right.
Tua Tagovailoa did not like that.
Tua thought he was a little bit of a meanie.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I would be shocked if Mike Vrabel is not the next coach.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you know what's in, like, I'm kind of leaning the other way, that because after hearing a little bit of Robert yesterday, and then starting to see, like, you know, they're opening up the search. They want it to be done quickly. I don't know. I think we're all thinking, like, oh, it's going to be Vrabel. It's going to be Vrabel. And then he's going to just do something completely different. Where isn't Elliot Wolf still part of the coaching search?
Well, Robert said yesterday, and I'm sure that we'll get to everything that Robert Kraft said yesterday when he spoke to the media, not only throughout the show, but I'm guessing during some leads coming up in about 10 minutes, but he did say yesterday that currently Elliot Wolf is a part, is maintaining his role that he has now. Although,
it's just so somebody can do all the grunt work behind the scenes. I'm serious.
Yeah.
If you fire him, then it's Jonathan booking all this stuff.
Well, I saw that, I saw, and it sounded like something that was whispered to somebody, that if Mike Vrabel or whomever comes in and they have their own guy, Elliot Wolf would be willing, quote unquote, willing to accept a different role under that individual who came with somebody else.
Not a good day for Shime's guy yesterday, though.
Whom?
Drake May.
Oh, what was that all about?
I don't know. I have a theory as to why he's pissed.
Is that your lead? Or
no, very quick.
Okay, so Drake May did not show up with the rest of the players to end the season yesterday.
Right, and I believe Drake May found out from Van Pelt that he was not coming back.
Yeah.
Drake May was pissed, told Volen, left.
Oh.
Volen reports that, and then Stacy and the rest of the organization vehemently denies the report because the Patriots don't want to prematurely fire a coach, pay him to do nothing, and then find out that Vrabel or whoever wanted to have them on the staff. So you don't fire the guy until you know you're not going to use his services. And then he left in a huff yesterday. That's my guess. Because Drake May doesn't want Van Pelt to leave.
If your theory is correct, Conspiracy Kurt, most annoying part of it is that Volin actually has Drake May as a source.
Right. Bad idea by Drake May to try and leak something. Not exactly credible.
Oh, so then Drake May loves Alex Van Pelt.
Right.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean,
I mentioned to you yesterday, Wiggy, that there's a chance that he even stays regardless of who the next head coach is. Like, I very much believe that even he would even be willing to take a demotion to stay here with the New England Patriots.
Wouldn't you keep him as a quarterback coach or whatever title you want to put on him because of the job that he did with Drake May and, I guess, with Joe Milton?
He wouldn't accept that, though, because if you want to demote him.
Shine was just saying that he would.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Hart 1 week on Football Sunday, and he had even said that Alex Van Pelt is the type that – would probably be willing, if offered to like stay on with his current salary, would be willing to like lose play calling duties and basically take a demotion in order still stay with the team and try to help the team.
Keep a job?
It also could have just been that Drake didn't want to find himself in a situation where he misspeaks with the media. Like, coming off the Jelani Tavai thing, he is still a rookie. I understand he's your starting quarterback, but he's still a young kid. Like, the guys we heard from yesterday that of importance were like Dietrich Wise, David Andrews. Like, you heard from people that have been there for a really long time. Mm-hmm. I just think for Drake May to leave instead of talking to media, I'm not ready to dive into conspiracy theories on it yet. Like, I think he is, how old is he, 23?
Yeah.
23. And your head coach just got fired after 1 year, your first year there. It seems like your OC is probably, you know, not going to be your OC anymore.
But Drake May's been on the team the entire year. He's met the media twice a week, and he's never said something negative about the fans.
But you're coming off a week where Jelani Tavai has been on the top of everybody's mind in a very negative manner. Like, I don't think that we should read into it as bad as that. He's done great with the media all year. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But talking in a high-pressure situation like yesterday after the season that they had, I could see why he would leave.
I just hope Kraft hurries up and gets this thing done by Friday. And, you know, get the new head coach in here.
I don't think he can possibly get it done.
They're trying to slow down the hiring process so as to not interfere from the playoff.
You can't even do an in-person interview with Ben Johnson until after the wild card round.
Right. So you're not going to know until next week. Now, on the Subaru of New England text line, and quick reminder that you can text us at any time on this show. And the Subaru of New England text number is the same number as the phone number if you want to call us. And that is 617-779-7937. And a texter suggests that they would love Ben Johnson, but Robert Kraft would not hire him because he's not going to go down the road with another guy who is untested in the head coach role.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get that, but at the same time, Ben Johnson is in a much different position than Gerard Mayo was when you hired Mayo. Like, Ben Johnson's a much more experienced coach in general. He's been learning with Dan Campbell. Like, he has been a sought-after commodity now for a couple years. I think he is a much different coach than Gerard Mayo was when you hired him. So, like, I think you have to take each account or each kind of coach individually and kind of weigh it when you interview them.
That's a good point, though.
That's a good point?
Yeah, because I feel that Robert, you know, just hearing a little bit of it, you know, where he's like, I made the mistake, where anybody like a Ben Johnson, what advantage do they have other than calling plays that Gerard Mayo didn't have? Like, so they're all inexperienced.
The advantage is the same, I guess, the same reason that you gave Gerard Mayo the deal that you gave him years ago, which is that everybody else in the league talks about him. They're the it person,
right,
and everybody else seems to want to hire him.
Well, guess what? Eric Bieniemy at one point in time was the it person.
Yeah. So is it possible that Robert Kraft met Ben Johnson when Ben Johnson was an Eagle Scout 12 years ago and identified him then as his next head coach. Is that possible?
I'd say that's implied.
Yeah. Is that a possible
That's
thing?
Why I think he's going away from that road. That's why it probably will end up being Vrabel, because when he talks about maybe I rush this guy, we don't know what Ben Johnson is. We don't know what Liam Cohen is. All these guys are in the similar situation as Gerard Mayo, where it's going to Aaron Glenn, where it's going to be their first time as head coaches. And we don't know if the things that happen with Mayo happen with them. And yeah. he's got to be thinking, do I really want to go down that road again, or do I want a guy like Vrabel, who I know can command the room as the leader, as a head coach, because he's done it.
From jump. You would say. All right. Well, it is a tie Tuesday. We have a lot to get to on this morning's show. Are we doing Hill Notes again? How did that work yesterday?
Well, I thought the first of its kind, a way for listeners to leave a message for the show, was awesome.
Very innovative idea, Curtis.
Well, I was scared. I'd never heard it before.
Never done before, but it turned out pretty good yesterday.
I liked it.
Small segment for man.
Yeah, I feel like the focus of most of the messages was me, and in a negative manner. Well, I don't know if that's the intent of the feature or not.
I did write that in the caption.
You did. All right. Okay. So we have a new technological advance on the Odyssey app. You can leave us a message at any time during the show on any topic. And then at some point this morning, we will aggregate them and play them back for you. And it's really simple to do. When you're looking at your app, you will just see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And it says send a voice message. And so you can send a voice note in our direction on any topic. Anything that we're talking about. Something that you think we should be talking about, something that we were being ridiculed over yesterday or have been ridiculed over this morning, whatever. So we'll do that at some point on today's show.
And Jackson, if you want to communicate as to why you're not here, you could send us a voice message.
Wait a minute. Is Jackson missing again?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Maybe he's got car issues.
This happens from time to time.
Yeah.
Maybe I got a text message update, if you would like.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It says, expletive, I overslept.
Oh.
I'm coming now, sorry.
Okay, all right, well, that happens.
Yes. Well,
okay.
All right.
It's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
At least he didn't drink bad shower water.
No,
that happened at one point.
I'm just happy he's okay.
Maybe he found, didn't he at one point find a dead body or something?
I think it was like a bone or something.
Yeah. And he called the police about it.
Yes, right.
Yes, he wasn't sure.
Yes, he did. Yeah. All right.
Oddly detailed.
Curtis, we should also check the Hill notes from last night, because we did tell people they could leave them at any time.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, we'll get Jackson when he comes in to start putting all
on the
those
double
together. All right. Leads in 10 minutes. What we think might be most important today. We will share those leads with you coming up. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will definitely discuss what Bill Belichick said about how many years ago things went awry between he and Robert Kraft. And so I thought that was of note last night, and we will get to that, among other things, during They Said It. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Fellas, doctors have issued a warning about the polar vortex and how it will destroy your sex life. And Courtney will share that coming up during the news at 7:45, and then Ty Law will join us and talk everything Gerard Mayo and New England Patriots at 9 on today's show. Right now, to start us off with a smile, here is our queen and your queen, Courtney, with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, no games for the Bruins or Celtics last night, but tonight we're back in action. The Bruins have the Oilers in town. Puck drop at 7, and the Seas are in Denver to take on the Nuggets. Tip is at 10.
I believe, Shime, the Bruins are going for 5 losses in a row this evening. Am I correct about that?
At least they got a point in their last one, Greg. That's good, right? Good comeback to overtime and then lose anyways.
And we heard from Robert Kraft yesterday in a press conference. And while we speculated on this show when the decision on Gerard Mayo's future was decided, Kraft gave a bit of a timeline.
This whole situation evolved, but I'd say over the last month, I went back and forth. And I don't know, in my life and my business, I make certain decisions. I know when it's right, and it just happened. And it was very hard because of the personal relationship I feel for Gerard and the human being he is. And I felt guilty I put him in that position. But we're moving on.
Can I just say, F minus by the media at that yesterday?
Huh.
I'm sorry. Nobody cares about the other businesses. And if you cared so deeply about Gerard Mayo and were so personally invested in his success, why did you saddle him with the worst roster in the NFL and not spend a damn in free agency or by trade in the offseason?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a simple question. Yeah. It is the question. Why didn't you spend more on the staff?
Well, Curtis, we have never told anyone how much money they can spend.
Right.
We have never told a single person how much they can spend.
All right, sorry, Rochi. One quick follow-up here. Have you ever told them to spend more, Robert?
He says they spend to the cap, Curtis.
Yeah, that's another right. word. My lead is I cannot wait to get into the actual real cash spent by this ownership group in the last 30 years.
And in my life, I measure 9 times and cut once.
Unless it's the docuseries, that was 10 episodes.
Jeez. We are one day closer to the NFL playoffs, starting on Saturday at 4:30. We have Chargers at Texans, then at 8, we have Steelers at Ravens. On Sunday at 1, the Broncos are in Buffalo at 4:30. Packers at Eagles, and at 8, Commanders at Bucks. Monday Night Football, we'll see Vikings at Rams. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is freezing. It's 16, but the real feel in Boston, 1 degree. The high today, the real feel will be 7 at noon. Enjoy.
It is a Ty Tuesday. That means Ty Law will be on this show at 9 this morning. Another guy like Wiggy, who was in on Gerard Mayo until he was not in. On Gerard Mayo.
I still think, like, I mean, obviously I understand why they moved on from him, but I think, like, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people in the football world look at it as, like, and I get that football's not fair, whatever, but, and even Kraft said it, like, I set this guy up to fail. So do we know, I mean, we know that he made a lot of mistakes, and I think part of those mistakes were putting his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
But we don't know, you know, how good he could have been or would have been. Or
We'll get to this, I'm sure, during the leads momentarily. But after Robert Kraft spoke yesterday, you felt like this whole disaster or whatever you want to call it is on Robert Kraft.
Yeah, and he said it.
You think it was unfair that Gerard Mayo lost his job.
Yeah, and he said it. It would be like, you know, whatever. It'd be like, oh, you can come work here, but you can only say this. You can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would define it as unfair. I would say Robert Kraft put a guy in the position, a very important position, in which there's a lot that you have to do in that role. And he put a guy in it who wasn't ready. So that was his mistake.
But he didn't help him.
Right. He put a guy that wasn't ready, and Kraft found out that Bill Belichick was not hired. So he had $30 million or more he had to spend on Bill Belichick that maybe he was intending to put on the roster. And because he didn't want to spend and extend himself, he screwed over the guy that he said he handpicked 5 years ago.
This is Sully from the truck. Hello, Sully.
Hey, what's going on? How are we doing today?
What's up?
Just wanted to say, well, Courtney, I typically agree with a lot of the stuff you say, but I don't with this, with Drake May. I think it's a bad look for him just, you know, kind of stomping his feet and going home yesterday and not speaking to the media. I mean, he's already, I mean, I consider him already basically the face of the franchise right now. He gives us hope. you know, for the future here. And for him just to take off and go home and not speak to the media, and the reasoning being that he's young, I mean, I don't buy that. I think it's a bad look.
I get what you're saying, Sully, but I think it's because the way in which you're reading articles, and everything I read, it was the media upset that Drake May didn't stay. So I think you need to keep that in mind, that you're hearing from people that are mad that they are not getting the soundbite that they want. Mm. I don't think that Drake May stomped his feet and walked out. Like, I truly think Drake May was not told he had to stay. Drake May is 23 years old, a rookie. His head coach just got fired. He's coming off the Jelani Tavai kerfuffle last Friday. He wasn't asked to stay. He wasn't told he had to stay. And I think he just left. I think that we read into things too much because the narrative that's put out there is in a negative light. I understand why the media was mad that they didn't hear from the starting quarterback, but at the same time,
But it is a bad look because Christian Gonzalez is only 22 years old and he spoke.
And aren't we told that Drake May is the leader of the offense already?
Yeah, and he is.
Yeah, I think we're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
You got to admit, it is a bad look when you're...
It's a bad look if he was told to stay and he was being a baby and said, I'm not going to stay.
Don't you think that that's what they're being told by the Patriots? That's why they're reporting it that way? If Stacey said, it's my bad, I forgot to tell him, I don't think there's those kinds of reports.
I don't know. You know how the media is around here.
But,
Curtis.
Greg, why was the rest of the team in the locker room? Did Drake May just think he wasn't invited?
Was everybody there? Every single person?
Most of them.
They were probably cleaning out their lockers.
They were there to clean out their lockers.
Yeah, maybe he did that after the game.
Maybe he didn't have an awful lot of stuff in his locker.
No.
Maybe he was able
to travels
get that
light.
Done. It's unlike my vehicle. He doesn't have a lot of extemporaneous things that are in there that shouldn't
be. He knew what he was doing. I mean, he's a smart enough kid to like.
Okay, I truly
Courtney,
don't.
I've been in those locker rooms plenty of times. You know, like, all right.
But that, I've been in those locker rooms on the other side.
He hit stage left back door.
But you're saying it from a player's perspective. Yeah. I'm saying it from a media perspective. And I understand why these people immediately jumped to Drake May was not in the locker room, did not speak to us when all these other players spoke to us. But I think sometimes we jump the gun and we immediately want to jump down this guy's throat. Drake May is the best part of this team. I just don't want to end up in a situation where now we're all hating on Drake May when he's our future.
You're making excuses for him.
Yeah, I am.
He's the face of the franchise, right? So when the face of the franchise, the day Monday, cleaning out their locker, and there's a huge, huge announcement where the head coach is gone, you just be honest and say, hey, listen, I didn't want to talk to the media, so I hit the door stage left. Yeah. That's exactly what he did.
I think we need to figure out exactly what happened. Because
it's not a bad kid for doing it.
I do think that it is speculation and that he doesn't seem like... The way he's conducted himself this entire season, when it comes to things like this, makes me believe that there was no ill intent.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean,
so then if he's conducted himself in a great way, so why wouldn't you be there?
Because he didn't have to be. Right. He's not required to be there.
No. But you know.
Why was Christian Gonzalez there?
You know,
he wanted to be. Like,
stop it.
So what? Right,
you think Christian Gonzalez wanted to talk to the media yesterday?
Sean, you've been following the sports for a long time. When you.
Great way to describe it. Following, not playing.
When you see situations like this.
Pot calling kettle black. I mean, what are we doing? I rode the bench at Neshoba.
I never created a nickname for myself of the professor. Okay.
Neither did I.
Hold on, Sean.
Yes, you did.
I have your comeback. The only starter in your life is a part of a sourdough.
Smashed him.
What? What's your problem? What?
I lost my train of thought.
You're defending Drake May.
Yes,
you should.
I will be defending Drake May.
This is Scott from Fall River. What's up, Scott?
Hey, just very quickly, right off the top, I always wonder when people call sports radio, why they thank you for taking their call. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yes, it should be. That's why I always say thank you for your patronage at the end of the show. I appreciate our customers.
We're helping you out by calling. But anyway, Courtney hit this on the head. This kid at the beginning of the year, he was a rookie. He was told what he had to do and what he had not to do. He had to have your spot when he was a starter. He had to talk after every game. I believe he was told at the beginning of the year, he didn't have to talk today. 1 minute, Wiggy, before you go off.
Mm-hmm.
He could have chosen to speak, but apparently he didn't. Right. I don't think this was anything to do with him. I think this was what he was told at the beginning of the year, what his obligations were, and they also told him, listen, you don't have to take every call where everyone wants you to speak.
Yeah. All right, Scott, thank you.
No, I bet there was, listen, I bet, and I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts, there was a meeting that they all had, like a team meeting, an exit meeting, with whoever was, you know, the guy, whether it's Alex Van Pelt or DeMarcus Covington, and then they were told, hey, the media's downstairs in the locker room, and some guys chose to be like, rather than even get involved and talk with the media, I cleaned out my locker, I'm getting out of here, and I don't want to see anybody. All I'm saying is that as the face of the franchise,
your mind, it's a bad look.
If you don't show up, we're now talking about it. We're not, like, are we saying anything about
Christian? The only people that care, though, is the media.
Like, yeah, and this isn't going to be a story.
I truly don't think any fan is like, whoa, Drake May speak.
No, the fans, though, we're not.
The season's over.
But, Courtney, we're not talking about the fans.
We should be.
We're talking about the media. Those are the people that bring up the stuff that
And I'm saying that I think that
bring
the media
it to fans'
is,
attention.
I think the media is butthurt, for lack of a better phrase, that he didn't stay and give them sound bites after, so they decided to run with the narrative. And a lot of them didn't. Like, if you go and look at Doug Kide, Zach Cox, a bunch of people that are there all the time, they're not dragging Drake May.
No one's dragging him,
though. You just said that they were dragging him.
I said not everybody, though, Curtis. Okay, so you make a blanket statement that because Christian Gonzalez was there, everybody should have been there.
I think that if you're the quarterback of the Patriots, Doug Kide didn't
drag him. So now you're saying, like, you're just stirring the pot.
No, you're saying that I'm bringing this up and I'm mad because I'm in the media and that one that's making an issue of this.
Curtis is a renowned pot stirrer.
I mean, and Wiggy loves pot. We're a great group.
I am a renowned dough stirrer. I don't know if you saw the video yesterday on the show. But Mitch has it. I'm sure he could share it on Twitch or on YouTube this morning. But that is what we call a circular motion that has been finely tuned and developed and has one intent only, and that is to create the finest sourdough that has ever been made and then baked here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I hate that I like Lindsay because she's really nice, and actually I don't know what she's doing with you because I'm really rooting hard against the sourdough being good.
Wait a minute. That is not a nice thing when it comes to your friends. You're hoping that my sourdough fails?
Hey, from the guy that's taking cash on when Scheim gets the weight back? I'm sorry.
Now take a look at that.
Look at his face. Looks so miserable.
He looks like he's dipping a spoon in like an icing container.
He looks so miserable. I look happy.
You know what they call that? That
particular video that you see right now has love written all over it.
You know what it has written all over it? Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah.
Can you explain to me the difference between kneading and folding?
Yeah, kneading is you do both with your hands, but kneading is you're trying to get the yeast to the dough to rise a little bit.
Okay.
Folding is when you fold it over.
Okay.
If it doesn't rise,
great explanation. I decide.
Greg, if it doesn't rise, do you bring the starter kit to the Northeast Men's Clinic?
Yes. If it doesn't rise, then we have a real problem. Then we can blame the weather or the cold water.
Looks like somebody working in the chow line. oh god.
The Gregsbury Doughboy.
At prison, you mean?
Yeah, when am I going to be done with this? Yeah. How many more? When is lunchtime over? he's just, miserable to be there.
Nope. Very happy about it. I love making bread. I can't wait till dry January's over, but I love making bread.
I can't wait for you to bring some in.
I will bring some in here. My first loaf will be presented on this show to all of you. All right. We're going to take a break, but I promise you, we are going to get to this morning's leads right up next. Scheim, that is Supertramp.
Wiggy.
What?
What show was this song remade for, and what was the character it was about?
Even I know this.
That's a great question. I don't know that I know it.
I don't know that.
Goodbye, Toby.
Goodbye, Toby.
That's an Office reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Toby Flenders, when Michael wanted him gone.
My Office reference is clearly not in the world of Curtis. I'm more of a Seinfeld guy.
No,
but
Curtis says, have you watched the entire Office more than once, Curtis?
Several times.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
That was my my light viewing at rehab. I enjoyed it deeply.
Highly recommend The Agency, by the way. I don't know if anybody's watching it.
Started it last night, fell asleep.
Is that the one with...
Really?
But I want to give it another go.
Maybe it's too deep for you.
No.
When it comes to intelligence.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks. I actually, Santo said, what do you want to watch last night? And I said, I'm really in the mood for terrorism in the U.S. Right. And he said, that's dark. So we threw on The Agency.
Oh, that was your selection?
Yeah.
Genre-wise, terrorism in the U.S.?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just in that mindset.
I just bought a bunker. I watched some of that Sean Ryan podcast that you guys said.
I told you. That's good stuff.
Right? Oh, my God. He's excellent.
Yeah. It's scary, though.
Yeah.
You should watch Homeland. Have you ever?
Oh, I've watched Homeland. Yeah, I actually watched a little bit of 24 Legacy, like the new 24.
Oh.
I never watched it when it first came out. I don't know why, and I really like it.
Well, you should watch Love and Hip Hop Miami Season 6.
Okay. I highly recommend The Agency, which is on Showtime.
Yeah, what's the guy from Pretty Woman's in that, isn't it?
Yes.
Michael... Fassbender.
No, but I'm talking about... from Pretty Woman, who was the
Richard Gere?
Yes,
yeah, he's in that.
Richard Gere plays the senior CIA office guy. Like, yes.
Or you can watch Beast Games on Amazon Prime.
What
is it by Mr. Beast?
What is it?
Oh, I see that.
Beast Games. It's basically Squid Games, but PG.
Yeah,
people don't actually die.
Answer to your question, Curtis, on the Subaru of New England text line with regard to kneading and folding. The Patriots needed the win on Sunday. The Bills folded. So, just in case you're wondering. That is from a texter. All right. Lead time right now. Shime, good morning.
Morning, Greg. I had a, I guess you would say, visceral reaction to the Robert Kraft press conference yesterday. At the very end of the press conference, he talked about how the team simply hasn't drafted well enough over the last couple years. And in order to build a good team, you need to draft well. And yet somehow, some way, he claims that the guy in charge of drafting is also going to be part of the group that is going to select the new head coach. Make it make sense. I don't get it. If that guy, if the drafts are one of the reasons your roster is so bad, why are you keeping around the guy that's in charge of doing the drafting? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And so I think that this is a massive mistake. If you're just bringing him in to, quote unquote, like, keep the lights on, like, that's stupid. That's bad business. Fire his ass and start interviewing guys who can actually do the job and scout talent. Because clearly, from what I've seen from Elliot Wolf, he cannot do that.
A lot of finger pointing at Bill yesterday again in a roundabout way. Robert Kraft wanted to tell you that they've never told anybody, Bill Belichick, how much money he can spend. And that when it comes to the draft, this team has not been very good at it. So you're right, though. Elliot Wolf was a part of that has been a part of this franchise.
And so was Matt Groh, and Matt Groh's still there. Like, what are we doing? You cannot speak out of both sides of your mouth. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that nobody pressed the issue on this at the press conference. Like, if the drafting's been bad, then why is Elliot still here?
Great question, Shine. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning. On that exact line of thinking, a Patriots fan went into Spotrac, which is the website that monitors all salaries across all sports, and did the numbers for the 30 years that the Robert Kraft and Kraft family has owned the New England Patriots. They rank, in those 30 years, 31st in cash spending.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Wow.
And there's ways in which... You know, this is just one metric. I don't want to get a call later today. I'm just citing someone else's work. My point in general is whenever you hear someone like Robert Kraft mention the cap, just ignore everything else they say. Because the cap was created by owners to prevent them from spending a lot of money. Just so I understood this yesterday, and it helped me a lot. Maybe it'll help the listeners. When you spend a guaranteed dollar, it counts 25% on the cap. So you save 75 cents out of every dollar guaranteed against the cap. So if you guarantee more money, you have far more money to spend, four times as much, as if you do not. But you hit the cap sooner if you don't guarantee the money. So it's all funny money. And for Robert Kraft to stand there, I really got, not offended, I got enraged on Gerard Mayo's behalf when I heard Robert Kraft discuss his love and affection for a guy he let hang out to dry the entire season, never answered a direct question, and in the offseason did nothing to help him have success as a head coach.
Well, and Robert Kraft gave an apology to Gerard Mayo yesterday. Elliot Wolf owes him one too, don't you think, Curtis?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Elliot Wolf's comments to Henry McKenna and Fox Sports over the weekend were as tone-deaf as I have ever seen. Like, Elliot Wolf has been a part of a front office that has been the only front office that hasn't found a receiver the last three drafts. Literally.
He also came out before the season started, and we're like, yeah, we're excited to start Chuck Okorafor at left tackle, who, by the way, doesn't play football anymore.
Like, he walked out and he didn't tell anybody.
Literally took his ball and went home.
I mean,
they didn't even leave a note.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I guess I'm jumping to my lead. The apologies.
Why don't you wait? We'll get to it.
All right.
So we'll get to Courtney's lead.
All right.
And to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a tie Tuesday coming up next.